Really, all the primary world material in Narnia does is set up the relationships of the characters and their personalities. In any event, it starts out with the famous The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Four children, all brothers and sisters, two older ones, Peter and Susan, and two younger ones, Edmund and Lucy, find their way through a wardrobe into the magical land of Narnia, which is under a spell from the White Witch. The White Witch has brought a 100-year winter to Narnia. And in later books, Lewis explains why the White Witch has been able to do this and so forth. But for the purpose of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, it's not really clear. Luckily, in Narnia, there is a benevolent lion, Aslan, the Great Lion, who's going to challenge the witch's power and lead the creatures of Narnia to overthrow her. And those creatures of Narnia are really interesting. Lewis threw pretty much everything in the kitchen sink, in mythological terms, into Narnia. There's Greek mythological creatures like fauns, Mr. Tumnus, who has goat legs and a human head. There's centaurs. There's minotaurs. There are drucking eagles, and all the animals in Narnia can talk also. And there's good ones and there's bad ones. There's some that serve the White Witch and there's some that don't. The children are sort of the saviors of Narnia. There's a prophecy that when four children sit on the thrones of Cair Paravel in the castle in the west, then the White Witch will be destroyed and Narnia will be freed. So the witch obviously wants to stop that from happening by capturing or killing the children. And Aslan the Lion is the creator, we learn later on, and is Lewis's representation of both the Christian God and, since the Christian God is a triune God, both God and Christ. Now, this is where Narnia starts to have a few problems for some readers, because it's very clear that Lewis is writing some sort of an allegory. And that allegory is to the Christian story. Aslan equals Jesus is the way you can set this up and to see how this all plays out. So there's a scene where Aslan allows himself to be sacrificed, to be killed. He goes to the stone table, the witch has him bound, and then his throat is cut and he dies. But then he comes back. He uses deeper magic from before the dawn of time, in a somewhat clumsily written thing. The witch knew of the deep magic, but I knew of deeper magic, which is a kind of a little bit of a plot surprise and a plot hole. But there is this great moment of joy, what Tolkien would call eucatastrophe, when Aslan comes back from the dead and then leads the Narnians to victory against the witch and heals Narnia and makes everything good again. The Aslan equals Jesus or Aslan equals God equation, and particularly the fact that Lewis became more focused on trying to communicate what he believed to be truths of Christian doctrine through his books, has made the later books in the Narnia series perhaps a little bit less easy to read. They're focused on doctrine, and in some ways there's a lot of stuff about, well, Aslan's not there, but you still have to believe in him, and false gods, and so forth. And I actually find the very last book, which I had hoped every time I read it, to be the culmination, the last battle, to be somewhat unsatisfying, and possibly some critics have called it cruel, though I don't necessarily agree with that. But the first three books in the Narnia series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, which takes place hundreds of years after The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but involves the children again, and then The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, are really beautifully written books. And then The Silver Chair, which follows up The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, though with, again, more characters coming in and out from the primary world, is also very well written, though the plot is a little bit slower and more plodding than the first few books. In fact, the real genius of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is how fast Lewis manages to get everything done. And that's what makes it stand out as a children's fantasy rather than, say, something like The Lord of the Rings.